Hello and welcome to Those Forking Fangirls, where we talk all things nerdy, book, TV, movie, pop culture, fandoms, and how they integrate into our adult lives. I'm Christine.
And I'm Natasha.
We went to the Taylor Swift premiere last night, the Eras Tour premiere in Los Angeles, the world premiere, and we are dead. But we are here to do a story time. We're going to try to keep it succinct because we're both losing our voices from singing in the theater. We both got no sleep. I have no makeup on. I look paler than pale. Like, I look
She's Edward
gray.
Cullen.
No, I'm below Edward Cullen. Like, I was see-through.
Not.
I had to go upstairs and put on my sunblock that has a color tone in it, because when I came in here on screen, I looked sickly.
Oh my gosh.
My mind is alive, Melissa.
I'm pretty
says.
Sure I still have sparkle on my eyes from last night. So
we went to the premiere last night. It was so magical and just surreal. It was at the Grove in Los Angeles, which we love. We go all the time, and it was crazy to see it all shut down for Taylor. Mm-hmm. Taylor shut down the entire Grove, which is, if you don't know, an outdoor shopping mall, but it's like the place in central LA to, you know, wander and shop. And there's a farmer's market there and all this stuff. So
it's a great farmer's market.
I've never bought anything there, but it's a nice place to walk around.
Really?
Yeah.
They have good food there. You've eaten there. No, you've eaten
there.
Oh,
I've bought food there. I was thinking, like, you know how people buy vegetables at farmers markets and stuff. I've never bought food to make. There's a lot of food places to eat at, though. Yes, that are good.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to roll right on into Snap, Crackle, Pop Culture News. Natasha, can you tell us something?
Yes. Okay. So, so frustrating, this news that we got, like, in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night. In my dreams.
So SAG.
Had to.
SAG talks with the AMPTP were ongoing for about a week and a half, and they are now currently suspended. Because the AMPTP won't meet SAG's request. They said, we have negotiated with them in good faith, despite the fact that last week they presented an offer that was shockingly worth less than the proposed before the strike even began. So these bitches came to the table and was like, so we're going to give you this. And it was even less than what they proposed back in July, which
Absolute
is so freaking
bullshit.
Frustrating. And you know what they're asking for is 2% of the earnings from streamers. That is it.
I'm very sad for this.
And these bitches put out a statement, by the way, before SAG, and they're like, we are just so far away from each other, and we just can't meet their demands, and it's going to cost us $800 million. And SAG came back and said, you grossly overestimated that by 60%. So they're going to still be on strike, which is, I'm
so
very sad.
I'm so
very
sad
disappointed.
So disappointed, and I feel like they're planning to make them wait as long as the writers had to wait, which is absolute bullshit, because they already made a deal with the writers. Let's get Hollywood up and running. This is fucking ridiculous.
Well, it's like, good luck on all your holiday movies coming out and all the hundreds of millions of dollars that you spent on them. How are you?
Day.
No one knows anything that's going on because no one is promoting it.
Yep.
It's just ridiculous.
We're going to move on to one real quick today in Taylor Swift news. So this is amazing. The Eras Tour has grossed it's made about $80 billion impact on the economy. So it's equal to at least 55 Super Bowls, that type of impact on our economy this year, which is insane.
Wow.
The power and the impact. And then I didn't write this in the doc, I think, but the Eras Tour itself has grossed about $2 billion, which is insanity.
That, and she sold over $100 million in ticket pre-sales
for
the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie's dropping a day early. Did you hear that?
I didn't, but that's great. Yeah, and that was last night. Anti-Hero now ties You Belong With Me and Shake It Off for Taylor's longest charting song ever on the Hot 100 at 50 weeks. So that's really cool. And wow. I think we're going to move on. I have one more. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. One more really big one.
That's a little bit of our news.
We just don't have enough energy to do it justice, I feel like. So we are so excited to be welcoming Those Working Fangirls social media manager, Chloe.
Yay!
She is amazing. We're so excited to have her on our team. And so she's going to be, you know, running our Instagram, our TikTok, all the socials. So Chloe will be there doing so much cool. You probably already noticed that, like, we've posted twice in the last couple of days, and that's Chloe. She's spectacular, and she's going to be a guest on our next two episodes, so you'll get to know her. Mm-hmm. And we're just so fucking pumped to have her at the helm of our content.
Yes. Because and she's in the chat here for our patrons.
She's in the chat. Yeah, her name is Chloe. So you see her if you're in the chat. Just so excited to have her. All right. Last little bit of news. I don't know if you heard that I was writing another book for the past 2 years, but I was. And it was called Attached at the Hip. And it is a Survivor rom-com. Like, and you don't have to have watched Survivor to enjoy the crap out of it. It's so much fun. But if you have watched Survivor and you are a big fan of, like, the Robin Amber showmance, watching that when I was like 12 changed my life, and I've been craving another showmance ever since. And that is what, like, inspired me to write this. So I love this book so much. And it's open to pre-orders are open. It comes out in May 21st, 2024, but it's available for pre-order, and pre-orders are, like, the most important thing for an author's book launch and an author's ongoing career. So if you're planning to read it or you want to support my author career, highly, highly appreciate you pre-ordering. Thank you so, so much. And there's more information and links in the show notes.
Okay, and we just want to take a second to thank the listeners. We appreciate your support so much. And if you're not following the podcast on your favorite podcast listening app, you can do so for free. And subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. I'm going to say hi to those people over there. And you can watch a show there. You can comment below. We love to see your comments. And like the video as well. And you can even tell a friend. So that's something you can do. Spread, like, word of mouth is so important for the longevity of podcasts. And you can leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. If you want to support the show in a bigger way, we do have a Patreon. This is a viewer supported show, and your support means absolute world to us. And we have a ton of great perks over there. So if you want to learn more about that, we'll have a link in the show notes down below.
All right, we're going to move into our story time about the premiere. So, all right, 2 weeks ago, September 29th, all right, Natasha texts and says, like, guess who got us into the Taylor Swift premiere? And I just started to cry. Instantly that night, we were all trying to figure out what we're gonna wear, right? Mm-hmm. And I ordered six outfits, two backup outfits from ASOS, and then four from, like, these other sites I've never used before that have cool fashion. They never came. None of them came. And the one I wanted the most was like a teardrop dress so I could be a teardrop on Taylor Swift's guitar. And I was like so attached to this idea. I was like planning TikToks. I was telling everyone I was going to be a teardrop on her guitar. Oh. And it didn't come. So I had to wear my suit. And I love the suit. I just wanted to wear something a little bit more special to Taylor and be a teardrop on her guitar, but it's okay. It's fine. I'm so glad I got to go, and I felt very comfortable in my outfit. What about you, Natasha?
How many outfits did you purchase, Christine?
6. I have to return 5.
A lot. All of them.
I bought the teardrop dress fucking twice, you guys.
Twice?
Because I was like, I'll just return it. Okay, the first time I did a regular shipping because I bought on the 29th and the thing was until the 11th. It said it was going to ship in 3 to 5 days. Fucking lies, okay? I have had to contact the company and they were like, oh, we haven't shipped it yet because it's still being made. And I was like, it didn't say it was fucking still being made on the fucking website. But that was before I ordered it again, express shipping. That didn't come fucking either. So, and then I read the return policy, like tiny print, and it was like, we only give gift exchanges, like gift card refunds.
Fuck them.
Or a fucking exchange. I was like, you've got to be shitting me. I'm hoping like, at least the teardrop dress fits, so I only have to return one. Mm-hmm. It's so stupid. And I got a blank space outfit that I was like, this looks like she destroyed the house in blank space. And I was so excited about that one, too. Didn't come. I've just got so many outfits, you guys. None of them worked out. Natasha, tell us about your beautiful outfit, though.
Well, I'm going to give a little backstory on also how we got in. I won't go into too much detail. So we all know that I own a management company, and my friend Courtney was like, hey, did you get invited to the Taylor Swift premiere? And I was like, no. And she's like, okay, well, here's the contact. And I'm like, okay. And so I was like, all right, I am a manager. I'm going to pitch all my Swifties to like be able to go. And I just ended up cold emailing this person. And they were like, hey, thanks for reaching out. We will invite Tessa and Taya. And then Christine and I did not get an invite. And I was like, okay, all right. They got in. That's great. I'm very excited for them. And they didn't let me know if we had plus ones. So I was left hanging for like 2 days because I'm like, if they get plus ones, I'm going to say that Christine and I are their plus ones. Finally, we were told that they got plus ones. And I was like, all right, Christine and I are going with them. So like in total, I mean, there was a lot of friends at the premiere too. But it was me, Christine, and Tessa and Taya. And then Francis was there and our friend Courtney was there. And it was a grand old time. I'm so glad we all went together. And it was, you had to be approved. So like, yes, they ended up taking Tessa and Taya. But all of our names had to go to the Taylor's people to be approved to be there at the premiere. And so that was like a whole week of waiting to see if we were approved. We're like, what if Taylor doesn't like us? Okay. So all right. That night when we got the approval, I was like, okay, what do I want to do? Like, I really wanted to make her Speak Now ball gown. That was my first instinct. But then I was like, oh, no, there's probably going to be a lot of people who are wearing some version of it or something because I saw a lot of people wearing it at the concert. Honestly, there weren't a lot of people wearing Taylor's outfits. Like, I thought I would be seeing more bodysuits and more nods to her concert looks, but it was very much like a Hollywood premiere of people just wearing normally outfits. Like, I think I saw a few people in definitely like sequins, a lot of people in sequins and bejeweled and all that, but like nothing that was like super custom to Taylor. Did you see anything like that stood out to you?
I mean, it wasn't like the concerts. People were wearing like you know, someone wearing the dress from the Lover music video that we talked to, and stuff like delicate dresses I saw, but nothing homemade and very creative like what you and Taya did. And I saw, we saw a lot of that at the Eras tour. And
I'm wondering this because obviously people had a lot more time and invested more.
Every premiere is so last minute. So people are invited like 2 weeks ahead of time, and then you have to like scramble to get something together.
Yeah. So yeah, we got the invite on the 29th, which gave us what, like 10 days to be able to make something. And I was like, of course I'm going to make something, because I didn't truly love my concert outfit. And I was like, I know I have more time now, and I want to like do something that means more to me. And so I didn't do the Speak Now ball gown because I thought people were going to do it. So I'm like, what if I just make her piano into a dress? And that whole thought just started coming into my head. And I knew I wanted to kind of incorporate piano keys. Taya and I were kind of talking about it. And Taya made her own dress too. I went to Joann's, found this like super thicky, like corduroy velvet fabric. And I started Friday night, and then I ended Tuesday night. And I was like, okay, I'm just gonna make like a simple bodice and like a simple skirt. And I made like my 7-piece corset because I wanted it to fit really well. And I made a double circle skirt. So if you guys don't know what that is, usually when you have a circle skirt, it's literally, if you lay it flat, it's a circle. And then you have your waist cut out in the middle. But the front panel was a whole circle with half my measurement of my waist. And then the back panel was a full circle with half my measurement. And then you sew those together and it makes your whole waist. But that means you have two circles on your body for extra oomph. And not me thinking that I was going to have to hand paint this entire skirt with the flowers
from the piano.
From the acoustic set.
So if you've seen Taylor Swift's piano at the concert, she has this like very woodsy looking brown piano, and it is painted, hand painted with vines and flowers. And that's what Natasha's talking about. You can Google her piano from the acoustic set and see it.
Yeah. So it's what she plays during surprise songs. And I made a corset, I made a skirt, and then you all want to know how long it took me to hand paint the skirt? 12 hours.
I was like, should I say?
Christine, what did you say it was 7 last night? And I was like, no.
It was 12. No, oh, okay, I did not say it was 7. I knew the number.
Okay. Because I literally was just hand painting it. And then like after every hour or two, I was like, I'm tired of this, grandpa.
But okay, what Natasha also didn't mention, this is like when I saw this, I was like, whoa, this is like a physics marvel. Her skirt stands up by itself, like in skirt form, straight up. This is how tough the fabric is. You could just put it down and it's standing by itself like a pencil on its head. It's insanity.
I am.
Did you say it was like fabric for upholstery or something?
Yes, it's upholstery fabric that I purchased.
It's for furniture.
Yes, it's so thick. And then how many needles did you snap?
How many needles did you snap?
You know what? I didn't snap a lot. I think I snapped 2. So I think I went through 3 needles all. You know how many needles I snapped making Christine's outfit? Like 12, 13.
There were like rocks on mine.
Yeah. Honestly, I have to thank my sewing machine, and I will put it in the what right now section, because she is mighty and I love her.
We're not doing what right now today, but
okay. So my sewing machine is a Singer Patchwork, and I love her, and she goes through all of my thick material, and I'm just very proud of her. And then I hand painted the flowers, and then I knew I wanted to incorporate piano keys, so I bought a white belt thinking I would like make like a belt and do like piano keys on that. But then I found a table runner on Amazon, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this could be like cute little like puff sleeves. So I just put two pieces of elastic in them, and then they're like cute little puff sleeves. My favorite thing about the whole outfit is that I can take the puff sleeves off. The corset is detached from the skirt, so I can wear, that's my new thing, is I'm trying to
wear it all like, separate in different outfits.
Yeah, wear it all separately so I don't just have a dress that I wear once.
Yeah.
And I can mix and match it with stuff. But I felt like so beautiful and so cute in my look. Like, I was so proud of it, and it fit me so well. And
it looked amazing.
Thank you. And I loved my hair. I loved my makeup. I love that I got to wear a red lip, because I feel like I haven't worn red lip in a long time. And I felt very special. Oh my God. I put pockets.
Oh, did USA Today talk to you too? They like took pictures of Taya's dress, and then I saw you talking to some lady. I thought it was another outlet.
We talked to someone who is a reporter from the number one newspaper in the Spanish speaking language.
Because I heard her say Spain, but I didn't know who she was. I thought she was talking about your outfit.
Yeah. Real quick, I actually added pockets for the first time. And I don't know why I have not been doing this before, because it's just an extra little thing that, you know, takes more time. But I made these massive pockets so I didn't have to carry a purse.
She was like, I can't feel the bottom of them. I was like, your pockets are the ocean. Your pockets are Hermione's bag from Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows. I love that.
And it was great. Those
pockets. So though that was the outfit saga, and so we were all gonna get ready together at my house because I live by myself, so it's like lots of space. And I was sending Bellamy away, and I never have people here, so I did like a full Christine clean, which is like a semi clean the day before.
It looked great.
And I was just like the most anxious bean in the universe, because we were going to the Taylor Swift premiere and four people were going to be at my house, and I was getting everybody food, and I just, it's just a lot. Like, I'm like, will we talk to Taylor Swift? Like, I spent like a whole week just being like, if I get 10 seconds to say something to Taylor Swift, what will I say? What will I say? And so I, in my head, was like, okay, I want to tell her that her songs made me feel seen in a way that I had never felt seen before, in the time where I felt my most invisible, like in high school, and made me feel like I, you know, had someone out there that understood me. And that's so important at that age. But I didn't get to, obviously. We spoilers. But now I know. When we ever get the chance, I will open with that. But anyway, that's why Teardrop on My Guitar would have gone so well, because it's just that time, it's that album, it's that sentiment. Anyway, so that night I was like, I had so much garbage that I cleared out because I was cleaning, and I was running them in and out late at night. And in the morning, I get a knock on my door at like 8 o'clock, and I'm like, who is locking on my door at 8 o'clock? And it's my neighbor, because I left my fucking keys in my fucking front door all fucking night, because I was that fucking anxious. But I was anxious in a way, you know, sometimes you're anxious and you can't even tell, and you can only tell by the stupid shit you're doing, like constantly by accident. Like that's how I was excited anxious. It's a different kind. Like, you don't feel sick so much as you feel like you can't relax and you can't focus on anything, and you knock over shit and run into stuff, and your hip hits everything, and it's a mess. So that morning I go to drop Bellamy off at the babysitter's house after this key incident. Like, I'm running around, and I go to take him out of the car, and my car just starts rolling into the babysitter's car. I'm legit only 3 feet away from her car. I like jump back in, and I'm so fucking scared. She's right there as my car's just rolling into hers because I forgot to put it to fucking park. Sorry, I'm cursing up the storm today. But this was insane. And I felt like weird talking about this on my story. And my mom wasn't picking up her phone, and everyone's running around. I was like, who do I even tell about my anxiety woes right now?
You talked about this on your story? How did I miss this?
No, I didn't put it up because I felt weird about sharing that I left my keys in my door. Like someone's going to come murder me. Anyway, I'm glad I made it out of that morning alive. It was a danger to myself. And so everyone got here around noon. And before that, I was also running around trying to set up like fucking transitions for my outfit, even though my outfit wasn't really elaborate enough for like a transition, I feel like. And I like doing transitions with other people, not like by myself. Like most people just do these like transitions by yourself. And I just always feel weird doing it. But I set up three and none of them fucking worked because I set up my camera and I like my tripod and I put down tape and everything so that it would be in the same exact spot for later. I marked exactly where my phone was in the thing. And then like right before I would go to film, I saw Tessa down here playing with the tripod. Because she didn't know that I had like set everything up so precisely. There's literally tape marks all over the floor for where I have to go and stand. Yep. So everything didn't work.
Oh, was it just like at like the frames moved and it just didn't look good?
It just looked bad. First of all, like the transition by myself, I don't like it. There's one that I might be able to work, but it's not like a good transition. It's just like a fun little singing thing, you know? Mm-hmm. I did vigilante shit and it doesn't, that's the one I was doing at 2 a.m. last night. I took off my makeup trying to reverse engineer it. And I just don't like the transition of it. I don't like anything that I did. We did make a music video though. So I will have that and I'm excited to edit it right after this to Wonderland.
I was doing the same thing last night. I started transitions with my fabric and I didn't make them to any songs. So I was literally just trying to find music that would work with it. That's Taylor Swift. And I ended up scrapping like the first transition I was editing because I was just like, this looks dumb. Like I'm trying to like play a piano on the fabric and there's no fucking piano music for Taylor Swift that's also like kitschy and fast.
Well, so there's the beginning of Shake It Off. Dun, 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 dun. I got dun, dun, dun.
It's not like, it doesn't sound like piano music. It doesn't.
Well, I think it's like a keyboard.
Yeah, it doesn't. I'll play with that one. But I ended up just doing a spinning transition. And I had to do this thing where like I zoomed in to my dress and then I zoomed out or zoomed into my body and then zoomed out from the dress manually in editing. And I think that works a lot better. And I think that flows a little better. So that'll be posted after this podcast. But yeah, it was, and I was like, then I was in my mind. I'm like, if I post this transition, like, are people going to want to see like the making of process still? I'm like, yes, they will, just stop. So I'm trying not to overthink it too with my content.
I literally overthink everything. Last night I was like editing all these different things. And I was like, what the fuck do I post first? My transitions didn't work. Everything is a mess. There's just
It's so much and it's very overwhelming and we had a lot of people all together and that was really fun getting ready and like listening to Taylor Swift music and just talking and being excited and
but it does make it harder to get like the content stuff and also by the time we got in the car I was like getting into my introvert like cave because and I just like I was trying to edit because I knew that like could refresh me almost because everyone was so loud in the car.
I was driving because I had the big
Natasha
car.
Was driving and I was like, "Oof, I can't use up all my voice already and I feel it going."
But yeah, so we got in the car and then we were really worried that there was going to be standstill traffic because there was fucking helicopters over the Grove. Like, people were, like, it was major news.
Well, and she filled up the entire theater. So she, like, personally, Taylor Nation was reaching out to a lot of different fans and fan sites, fake Twitters and all that stuff. Like, big fans on the internet were getting invited, which is so cool of her. And so she was filling up the entire theater, and I was afraid. Because there's gridlock traffic around the Grove at random times, you know, like, so we were like, for Taylor Swift, how much traffic is there going to be? But they had, I guess, organized it really well because we didn't really hit that, right? We just went right into the farmer's market area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really did. Yeah. And there was 2,200 people who were invited. And we didn't know the location, by the way. Like, they wouldn't let us know. We got invited. Yes, we had our codes to get into the premiere. But they were like, we will send, like, the details for
we'll
the event.
We'll send it at 2 p.m. day of.
Day of. I'm like, and they were already reporting at, like, 10 a.m., that the carpet's leaked. Being put down at the Grove, and the Grove posted, we're closed today.
Yeah, so we got there and we went through security, and like on the way through security, they were playing all Taylor Swift music, and when All Too Well came on, like the entire line mm-hmm. was singing All Too Well, which was so fun. And then downstairs, we had to like check in and get bracelets and then go to will call. And we were like waiting around because the Grove has been blocked off like a maze with these big hedges. So you can't really see the carpet. Mm-hmm. And so we were kind of going around the outskirts of the hedges thinking that someone was going to have to like let us onto the carpet area because we like a lot of these premieres, you can't get onto the carpet area unless you have like permission to. And we were like, we really hope someone can get us onto the carpet because one of our friends had their like a PR person with them. So we were waiting for this PR person to hopefully get us onto the carpet for a long time. And then we go around the corner. And yeah, we go around the corner and literally the carpet's right there. That's mm-hmm. where Taylor was taking pictures with her dancers. And we saw all the dancers walk over there. We just missed all of that.
Literally. Like, okay. So, no, all the dancers were at will call getting their tickets.
Yeah, with us. Online.
I saw Hot Man. I don't know what his name, and I feel bad not knowing it. But he's, like, literally Resand incarnate. I didn't know his eyes were like a light green color, and he was just standing, and we ran into each other, and I looked at him and I was like, oh my God, that man is so beautiful. And and then I started noticing everyone. I saw the Jan, is that his name? I saw the dancer who plays the last great American dynasty, the
redheaded woman,
the redheaded one. And I was like, oh wait, these are all her dancers, and they were all around us. So that was exciting.
And then we see the picture with her and all the dancers. Mm-hmm. I was so sad that we didn't just step around the bend.
So here's the thing, the picture with the dancers was actually on the other side of those hedges. So there was two parts of the carpet. So there was the main carpet in front of the doors of the Grove.
No, I think
which is
it was in front of the AMC Theaters though sign.
So she was taking pictures there, but then I think I'm not positive, but there was press and fans on the other side of those hedges where like they were letting famous people in.
Yeah, okay. But I think that she also was like with the dancers in front of this area because it was the same backdrop that we took a picture in front of, I thought. Yeah, it's the dark-haired guy on the ladder, the viral video is the one that
Lavender
Natasha's
Haze
talking
guy.
About. Yeah. Yeah. In the viral TikToks with the clouds. Mm-hmm.
Natalie
but
Reed
anyway,
is the redhead.
So we missed out being on the carpet beforehand. We could have just checked out more of that area, but we eventually got over there and got a lot of pictures and took our content and stuff, and it was really nice giant red carpet area where everyone mm-hmm. could get pictures and like lots of backdrops. It wasn't like super, I love that she did this. I feel like she did it on purpose so that people could get nice, like everyone could get nice red carpet pictures instead of having like mm-hmm. a little strip of carpet where only exclusive people can walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the separate carpet. So she said hi to every single fan and took a picture with them that was outside in the fan area, which is so cool and so nice. And we were invited as influencers, so we weren't over there. I was just like, but we're such big fans. I would have just rather waited with all the fans because that just was, that's so meaningful that she did that. You know, she doesn't have to fucking talk to every single person, and she took the time, and like with the movie started an hour late because she was doing that, and then she came to every theater and talked to the theater. So there were like 11 theaters or something, right? Or
13
at least. Oh, 13, there we go.
She did 13.
Yeah.
Before we get into that, I do want to say that there, so she had a lot of marquees and places for everyone to take pictures. She also had so many florals, like big floral designs, all
arrangements,
arrangements, all around the carpet and like into the lobby in the theater of the Grove. And it smelled so nice, and it was so beautiful too. And that was a nice touch. And she also gave the tin popcorn buckets out. So
to everyone. Yeah.
To everyone. They were all filled with popcorn. She even had nachos.
There was a whole candy bar with all different candy for free. Mm-hmm. All good candy. They had those nerd bite things.
I know. I got the Hershey's Crunch ones. Oh, I love those things. And she had like buckets of drinks for everyone, so we didn't have to like carry a big soda. So it was enclosed, and an open bar. No one in her group really drinks, so that wasn't like, you know, for us. But that was all there for everyone to enjoy. And we get into our theater.
So we're in theater 8, and we get into our fucking theater, and it's like only half, it's not even half full when we're in there. And we're in there pretty late because we were out taking content and shit. And we're next to like these businessmen that are also talking to us.
In the second row. We're in the second row,
which is amazing.
Well, we're at first we're like, no.
Well, no, but we were like, if Taylor comes in, we're so close to her. Because we're so close to the front of the theater. But like everyone in the theater looks like businessy, like not like a fan. In
industry.
Okay?
Yeah.
An industry person, but not even like, not entertainment industry, like industry, like corporate industry. Like we were next to two corporate guys, and they were like, they own a bunch of stuff, like buildings and things, and they were invited. And they were like, we don't know if we're going to make it through this, but we respect her so much. And they were talking about like their nieces who love her. And it was just weird. Okay. It was a weird vibe because we'd turn around, even right before it started, and it still didn't feel like a full theater. And everyone, so we learned after that everyone else had a full theater. So we were in like the leftovers theater. I feel like.
Yeah. There were like there were definitely fans in the theater, but they were, there weren't as many fans. They're very quiet. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like I feel like the theater that they put all the industry leftovers, and I don't know why we were in there, because okay, Taylor Swift comes in and it's completely silent, and we start to yell, and then people like yell and stuff, but it's not like Taylor Swift yelling, because the whole theater isn't going crazy. And it was immediately like, first of all, we were freaking out. It was so surreal because
she was right there.
She was right there. And like, she just looks like normal human size. Like, I don't know. These people become larger than life in your head, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, and then you see them in real person and you're like, wow, they're people. Normal human sized people. Like, I guess like in your head, she kind of becomes the monster on the hill, but like the beautiful, amazing goddess on the hill, you know? Mm-hmm. And she was beautiful, amazing goddess, but she was like a human goddess. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she comes and stands right in front of us. Like, we all make eye contact with her. She's like specifically making eye contact with all of us in the front. I think she can tell that right in the front, like we're fans because we're all dressed up.
In my head, I thought she was going to see my dress and be like, "You're my piano." Like, that's what I wanted to happen, but it didn't happen.
I wanted her to be like, "You guys are clearly fans. Do you want to come take a picture?"
I almost
was like, should we have shot our shot? Because no one seemed to care.
I kept thinking, I wanted to like reach out to her and like touch her.
Touch her? No.
Or like just reach out and see if she would like come to me.
Touch her face. Come to me, Taylor Swift.
Hold my hand.
So like we... Even, you know how like normally you could like call out something and not feel like you're bringing a spotlight onto yourself. But if we were like, "Taylor, I love you," even that would like stood out. Like we did say like, "Oh my God," and like Taylor and like stuff like that. But like saying anything specific would have drawn a lot of attention. So I was like in the moment, I was like, what do I say? This is my time to say something to Taylor. And as she was walking out, I was like, "Thank you so much for coming to say hi, Taylor." Profound. Of course I would just say thank you for gracing us with your presence. Queen.
I remember saying like something like, "Oh my gosh," and like squealing, and she looked over at us, and then as soon as she was walking out, I said, "We love you." Like, that's the only thing I said.
All right. So as she's walking out, it's like silent except for our little section. And then Tess is like, "What the fuck? Why is everyone so calm right now? What the fuck is going on? Taylor Swift, we're just in here." She was just like literally screaming this. And the entire theater is just quiet.
God. Okay. And you know what makes me... Let's put this into perspective. I saw videos of other people in other theaters.
Wait, we haven't even gotten to this morning. Wait, are you talking about the dancing? Wait, we have to hold on.
No. I'm not talking about that yet. I'm talking about when Taylor Swift came in and surprised people in theater. People were losing their goddamn minds. And I don't understand why our theater was so chill. I'm like, hello? She's not going to remember us.
It's so weird. Or she does, because she walked in and it was like so chill that she didn't, no one cared. She was even there except for us. I'm over here like, oh my God. Like, it's like so quiet that you can hear me humming, "Oh my God."
I was shaking. I was like, "Oh, she's right here."
And after I was like in shock, Tessa was like screaming this stuff about why doesn't anyone care? And I was like, "Taylor Swift was here." I can't even focus.
I recorded the aftermath because Tay and I were just silent and then she leaves and then the movie starts and we're like, how are we supposed to recover?
Taylor was here and now this is just like film. So let me just tell how we were sitting so people can understand. So it was me next to the corporates, and then Tessa, and then Taya, and then Natasha. So we were separated by two people. So we're kind of in our own like two separate little bubbles during the concert a lot of the time. But real quick, these corporate guys were like, "We don't know how long we're going to last during this." And I was like, excuse me? Why did they put us in there? I'm so fucking confused. Okay, so the movie starts and like the guys also were like saying that they might fall asleep. And Tessa and I were like, "It's going to be loud in here." "I don't know if you're going to be able to fall asleep." Lol. Okay, so it starts and like the four of us start like singing and everyone else is fucking quiet. We had to have our own fucking party. It was like we had the theater to ourselves, except we fucking didn't. So we like come like the set, like you there comes a time. So when you're watching this movie, at first maybe you feel like, oh, it's just like I already saw this, but then like it's so good and Taylor's so good, you just can't help yourself, you want to like sing and dance and like a party with her. So like it comes by Lover, by the time Lover's playing, we're just like singing and dancing. Tessa and I are like getting up and out of our seats and back down, like just doing crazy shit over there, and we're the only one, we're holding down the entire theater, the four of us. Meanwhile, every other theater is a fucking party. Everyone's dancing in the front by the screen. And then, like, cut to us. Four girls and crickets.
We look back at the theater. No one is moving. No one's moving.
No one's and even singing.
You guys, this was just so weird. It was so weird because we're so fucking loud and we're all like move, like everyone from behind us can see us because we're in the second row. And I'm like,
we're dancing too.
Like our hands are in the air. We're all moving. We're shaking the goddamn seats.
Me and Tessa were doing, we were just copying with all the background dancers we're doing. So we were like full on doing, like dancing with them. Oh my God. It was ridiculous. The guys next to me didn't make it to speak now. That is the third block. They only made it two blocks in, okay? The people behind us made it to like Folklore and they left. It was just like, and they were right behind us. So we're like, was it us? Because we were the only people like actually enjoying the movie.
The mom made it to like Evermore and then she left.
That's really soon. It's before Folklore. It was just redonkulous. Like, I guess like they have to give these corporate people these tickets because they like pay money to stuff. But it was a sad theater. I could just imagine like if they were filming and like cutting to these huge parties and then cutting to our theater, like, and it's just and everyone's just sitting around us.
I kept looking down the aisle and there were these obvious like mom and daughter fans. There was like four of them and they were like looking at us and smiling. And I'm like, move your asses. What are you doing?
Yeah. Why don't you dance with us? And like the guys, I think for the first song, like Cruel Summer, one of those men was just filming us. And I think he was going to show his nieces or whatever. But it was just like, I don't understand. Why are we the only people? It was like we were like the animals in the zoo. We were like the Swifties that everyone was
meanwhile,
watching. Like,
should we talk
look
about,
at them in the wild.
Should we talk about other people's experiences in theaters?
Yeah. I mean, that's what we're saying. The other people were doing like a Rocky Horror Picture Show sort of thing where everyone was like screaming and singing and dancing together.
Well, Francis's theater, there was people literally just all up in the front, just dancing together.
I know, that's what I said.
Standing,
like having a
screaming,
dance party.
Running around.
Yeah.
And then, have you seen the videos of Taylor?
Taylor Swift? Was she dancing with them?
Oh my God. So, not in that theater. In her theater, she was dancing and singing to her own self. Like, she's not up on the screen. And there's videos of her, like, having so much fun with all of her friends around her. And there's like a bunch of celebrities around her as well. And then like people are filming her in the same fucking theater that she's in.
Oh my God. Why weren't we in that theater? Why didn't we get corporate theater? This is so weird.
Oh my God. The premiere was so fun, and I just know everyone who's going out this weekend who bought tickets, you guys are going to have such an amazing time because you intentionally are going, and you're going because you want to experience
it. Excited.
And I think like our experience is not going to be like everyone else's experience, especially if they're going opening weekend.
I mean, I'm still like so, we still had so much fun, like the four of us.
Oh, yeah.
But like, and like, I'm so, so grateful we got to go. I'm just so like, it's so baffling what theater we were in for a premiere. Like, you think we just went into it expecting we were going to be with a bunch of like really excited fans because mm-hmm. it's a fucking premiere.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we're
with these people who didn't even care.
It was very weird because it did kind of feel like you said animals in the zoo. Like, I just kept thinking of what everyone else was thinking, and it didn't like make me not want to like move. It just was, I was just like, what are these people doing? Like, why aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't thinking what everyone else was thinking, but every time I look back, I was like sad. I was like, why are these people here? Yeah.
Should we talk
Long
about
Live got cut. The
movie.
The Archer got cut. Yeah.
So Wildest Dreams got cut.
Wildest Dreams, The Archer, Long Live,
Cardigan.
Yeah. And what's NBNC?
Nobody, No Crime. That got cut.
Oh yeah. I wasn't expecting that to stay in.
Yeah.
Forgot about that one. But yeah, The Seven Poetry was cut. Mm-hmm. But the surprise songs are prime. We got Our Song and On Your Own Kid, which are two of my favorites. And I remember when that night happened in LA and I was bummed because I was like, oh man, those are two of my favorites. And now she's not going to do them for our night. But we got them in the movie and it was beautiful. I think the movie is going to be so much fun for everyone, but especially the people who didn't get to go to the concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be like a little mini like concert experience.
Katie, were those spoilers? Should I not include those?
I don't think they're spoilers. I think it is interesting like going into it and being like, wait, wasn't there supposed to be something here? And especially if you've seen the concert, but the cuts are very seamless. Like, you have no idea that those are cut.
Yeah,
like it all just runs into each other.
Yeah, even some of the breaths of like Cruel Summer are just like condensed, so there's no like break. It's just like goes to the right next to the next chorus. It's like that with every song break in between. There is no break. We just like go to the next block. It's like Evermore and we go right into it. So there was an ovation for Champagne Problems. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was only like a minute, but like we still held on it for a second. She was like, oh, this is a nice thing you could do for a girl.
It was really fun watching. Well, one, it's just so up close and high def. Like you can see everyone sweating. My favorite thing was watching the dancers and all their facial expressions and actually what dance moves they were doing.
Yes.
Cause
I love learning their dance moves because you're focusing on Taylor before.
There's so much detail too on the dresses or the outfits that she wears that you don't really get to see if you're just an audience member in the concert. So that was really fun for me to look at.
Even the microphones. I was like, oh, I didn't get to really see the mic and the little details of her jewelry and shit. Mm-hmm. And
her nails.
She has like the multicolored nails that night. So Nicole is asking, how did it compare to the Rep Tour video? So I didn't fully watch the Rep Tour because I was at the Rep Tour. I didn't watch the video, but Tessa and I kept joking about the 1989 video, which is the most chaotic editing where it's like slow-mo, cut, 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 lots of angles. And we kept being like, oh, if this was 1989, it would be a cut, 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 zoom, slow. But it was so steady. Like a lot of it was very much like you're watching it, but from the very front. And then you'd get like these nice close-ups and these nice shots where like Taylor looks right at the camera and like plays to it. And it was very steady. It was like you were watching. It didn't give the feel of like an edit. You know, it was very natural to watch. Mm-hmm. Which I like, but I had fun with the 1989. It was chaotic as fuck and I loved it. But do we think... Oops, sorry, go ahead.
I think this obviously airs as better than Rep. Just because it just keeps your attention more. I've tried to rewatch Rep a few times and I can only get to like a certain point. Because there's stuff in there that I love to rewatch, but I don't rewatch the whole thing.
Yeah, I love Rev. I think I just think concerts are better watched in person. Like, it was amazing watching it on screen and getting to see these little details, but the vibe is not the same as seeing it live. Like,
oh yeah, no,
it's just not the same. You can't feel the music the same way. Mm-hmm. And I'm so, so thankful that we got to see it that way.
I do think when she transitioned from Don't Blame Me to Look What You Made Me Do, was that the transition?
Mm-hmm.
That was more impactful seeing that in the on the screen than being in the audience, because I could see everything.
I think that has to do with where we were in the stadium, because we were off to the side and she was at the front of the stage, so it wasn't like we could really see. So we didn't really get the impact of that transition. Like, everyone loves to talk about the transition from Don't Blame Me to Look What You Made Me Do, and I was like, I didn't really notice, but yeah. I noticed in the film.
Yes. And it was fun watching it and then having that juxtaposed to also my real life memories of being in the concert. Like, when she was singing August and she like runs to our side of the stage, like, I just had this memory of her running to us.
Yeah. Yeah. She was wearing the white outfit in the movie, so we got to see another outfit for August. Mm-hmm. Because we got the green outfit. And yeah, in general, like, it was like watching the concert, except, like, you know, without as intense of a vibe, but you got to see the details. It wasn't, it didn't feel like a film, honestly. It felt like watching the screens, except seeing it for realsies, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did we get more of the floor projections for those that were on the floor?
Yeah. We do get to see the floor projections. And like the ones when Rep came on, just like I did IRL, like, I lost my fucking mind when Rep started. And in the movie theater, the same thing happened. Like, I had already felt like I lost my voice and I wasn't singing anymore. And then Rep came on, I was like, I can't not sing. I was just up screaming and dancing, and it was so much fun. So like, Rep is such a banger, like the whole album. And I just don't understand why it took so long for some people to notice. Like, so many people are appreciating Rep more after the Eras Tour.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have anything to add before we get to the after section here?
No.
All right. So after the movie, we wandered out, all of us being like, what the fuck was that corporate theater where no one sang or danced except us? Like, during Karma, even, because that's the last song, we were all like the whole time standing, singing and dancing. And still only us. And we turn around and most of the theater's gone. They haven't even made it to the end. It was just like, what? The fuck? The credits were cute. They did like edits of like little bloopers from the tour and of audience members and their outfits and the bracelets. It was a really sweet credit edit. So stay for the credits. You don't want to miss those sweet moments. Mm-hmm. And then we walked outside and we kind of lingered because people were waiting for people to come out of Taylor's Theater. And
which we didn't know.
We ended up... We did not know. At first, we went outside and we're like, wait, we're waiting for Taylor to come out. Taylor didn't leave yet. And we go back in to linger. And Adam Sandler just comes out and walks right by us. And it was like, oh my God, hi. And he was like, hello.
Well, I just casually said hi to Adam Sandler as he walked right by me. His wife comes out first and she's so gorgeous. She's the one who was like, oh, you guys look so pretty. Like, she's gorgeous. Yeah, it was very interesting seeing Adam Sandler
was wearing a Hawaiian shirt and shorts, exactly what you would expect him to be wearing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and his hair and his beard were not groomed.
Nope.
I was like Little Miss Celebrity Radar. I looked over to Theater One. Because I think Taylor was in Theater 2. And, I saw, what's his face? before Adam Sandler, I saw the actor from, I'm like, I'm gonna say Barbie. He is he's Marvel. Fuck, what's his name?
Okay, are you talking about
Simu Liu? Yeah.
Wait, he was there?
Yeah, he was there.
I didn't see him.
With his girlfriend. We were talking to Courtney, like, when we first walked in. And so, yeah, he had walked out. He was actually sitting right in front of Taylor, I saw in the video. So, and then I looked over to Theater One, and Mariska Hargitay was walking out of that theater, and she's the one who plays Olivia Benson in Law and Order SVU. SVU.
Haley Cuoco walked mm-hmm. by, and she stopped right next to us because someone was telling her that they love her, and then I caught her eye and was like, I mm-hmm. love your outfit so much, you look amazing. And she was like, thank you so much. And it was really sweet. And she was with her girlfriend, and then they mm-hmm. walked off.
Yes. And then did we see anyone
then else? As we were walking out, we saw the rice and dancer mm-hmm. the guy with the ladder, the hot dancer mm-hmm. and we were like, oh my God, we should say hi and take a picture.
Yep.
And I was with Taya at this time. We're like, where's Natasha? We need her to break the ice here. And Taya was like, I'll go up and say my friends are big fans of you. And I was like, I don't want to be the friend that's a big fan of him. I don't know his name.
I don't know his name either.
So then we found Natasha, and we were like, you have to say hi. And she like puts her hand on his arm, but he's talking to someone else, so he doesn't turn around. So we just awkwardly stood there, and then they started kicking us out of the theater. So we moved down a little bit, and then Taya was like, my friends are a big fan of you. And Natasha got a picture with us.
Okay, well, let's back up here for a second, because they were trying to get us out of the theater, and they're like, hey, we need to break this down. And like literally like came around and looked at her face. We're like, hi, thank you for coming. And I'm like, okay. And I went around them, and people were taking flowers. And so I'm like, from Taylor Swift premiere flowers. And I saw people like taking these little arrangements, and I'm like, I'm gonna take this arrangement. And so I've got my popcorn bucket and then my little flowers in my popcorn bucket. So I'm just holding like a bucket of flowers at this point. And then I walk over to them. I had no idea that what they were doing, like that Taya was trying to get Jan's attention.
Trying to get this guy's attention.
And he looks directly at me, and I'm like, hi, yes, me. And I'm like,
I'm the problem.
And he just turns his like green gaze at me, and for some reason I thought he was gonna be, you know, because he kind of acts like a douche on stage. He's so nice. Like, very nice, super sweet, very outgoing, just like all smiles. And I'm like, can I take a picture? I'm like, I'm sorry, I have this like bucket of flowers. He's like, oh, that's fine. I don't even know how the picture turned out, but we got a picture with him. He's very tall.
Look at
too.
It. Oh my gosh.
You know what? I realized that a lot of the dancers are very tall because Taylor is also very tall, and they mm-hmm. all need to be tall next to her.
Mm-hmm. And then we were walking out, and I was waiting for them because I missed the picture op. I was like, oh, can I get one? And they had already turned around. So I was like, never mind. Then we were walking out, and I see, I don't know if anyone wants to see me dance. I think this was like season 3 or 4 where it was Chelsea and Mark. And Mark, if you followed him, because then I followed him after this, and he was one of Lady Gaga's backroom dancers. He was in like the Alejandro video and a lot of her videos, and she stood right behind her in a lot of like the choreography for her I think it was the Monster Ball tour. Anyway, he also had the viral video to the Carly Rae Jepsen song where he like changed his outfits and his like wigs and stuff really fast, and like for like Pride Day or Pride Week or Pride Month. When was this? This was like years ago. So I must have, maybe it was just for Pride Month. I don't know. I thought it was for like a special day.
Oh, he like pulls off the wings.
Yes, yes, yeah. That's Mark. Okay. So he's just like standing by himself, and I'm pretty sure it's him. Like, he looks older and like has a beard, but I'm like, I followed this man for like 14 years. I think it's Mark. Like, and he's just standing by himself, and I'm kind of just right next to him. Like, should I say hi to Mark? And I should I just say, are you Mark? Hi. And then I didn't, and I missed my chance because I was like, so awkward. But like, he makes such fun videos, and he's such an amazing dancer, and I'll never forget that dance they did to like Bleeding Heart by Leona Lewis on his season with Chelsea. It was just so fucking good. I think about it all the time. Anyway, I didn't say hi, but he's amazing. And then we went outside. And okay, so I did this transition that didn't work to shake it off, but like it was still kind of cute. And I was like, okay, I can finish the transition here. Now, like, it's really blank. There's not many people on the carpet. And it's like a clap transition that I didn't do very well because I was rushing. And so I was like, Natasha, can you film me like singing the rest of this, shake it off, while I walk on the carpet? She's like, yeah. And there's these big, like, lit up backdrops of like the Eras Tour that we took pictures in front of, and they're like placed every 20 feet or every 15 feet. So I am like singing Shake It Off, and like it gets to the part where she's like, ah, and like I lean against it and like fall down it, like slide down it, and I broke the marquee thing. The light just went out. As I fell against it. And then we got up and ran. I was like, just get out of here. Get out of here.
She just was like sitting on it. I'm like, get up. Get up. You broke it. Leave. Let's go.
At first I was like, wait, what happened? Get out right now. I just grabbed her arm and like dragged her away. To our stuff. But I mean, I'm good. I think I'm gonna post it because I think it came out kind of cute, even if it's not a good transition. But I don't know if I should leave in the part where I break it. It just breaks and I'm like, oh fuck. Natasha's like, you broke it. Luckily it's the end of the night.
I have to say that sometimes Christine is just, can be, I don't know.
What?
You just, it's very funny when like you're anxious and you're also trying to get content, because sometimes you just turn to dumb. Like with your body. That's what
happens when my anxiety.
Yes.
Like I was saying, it's like peak, just run into shit and do dumb stuff without realizing it. Eras Tour Christine version for sure. I should just do that, like all the transitions that didn't work. Eras Tour Christine going to the premiere day, anxiety version.
That would be very funny.
Oh my god, you guys, I literally did the vigilante shit dance and I was like, oh, this will be a good transition, like any of these points. I'm so far away from the camera because I was not thinking it through. It looks just so stupid. It looks like an edit from like 2006 where you do a jump cut. Like, it's so bad. Anyway, and I was like working so hard to finagle it last night at 2 a.m. into something postable.
2 a.m. In your car.
Yep, peak Taylor time is peak Christine time too. But yeah, it was such a beautiful night. Like, we just had a really great time together, and just thanks for getting us in, Natasha. It was a great day.
You're welcome. Oh, also, I got my nails done, and I thought this was very funny. And I posted a nail video. I'm like, got my nails did. And they're like these long almond dark brown with like a red jewel at the base. And I guess Christine posted her video.
Yeah. Are you talking about my picture that I posted at night? And I was like, did my nails. And then underneath it, I said, don't worry, they'll look good from far away. It looked like my nails are just bleeding. Because they're just like nail polish all around.
And then someone says, what did they say again?
They said, LMAO, you, Natasha's nail story compared to yours.
funny. Also, like, Francis kept making observations about us throughout the day because, you know, he didn't really have to get ready like us. And he was like, wow, like, you are definitely Black Cat and she is Golden Retriever.
Okay. I am not a Golden Retriever. Those dogs are dumb. Oh, my God.
Stop it. It's not an insult to your personality. It just, it means.
No, I understand what he's saying, but I just want to correct that I'm a poodle. People aren't thinking about poodles. Poodle. Yes,
Christine is a poodle. I'm just more chill, and Christine is chaotic like a poodle.
But yeah, I was at peak chaos because I was like so excited and so anxious at the same time. Anyway, that was our, I think, Taylor Swift experience. Do you have anything to add, Natasha? I mean, I hope someday we get to actually like say words to her and snap a picture, and that'll like make my life.
I hope so. Yeah, and like actually talk to her. I don't know.
Like, I'll just at least for like 10 seconds, I just want to say a sentence and be like, can I get a picture with you to like frame on my wall for the rest of time?
The only thing I have to say is I didn't get home till 2 and I went to bed at 4.
Oh, wait, I forgot to add something. Okay, so while Taylor's talking, like, there comes a second where there's, like, almost a lull. And I'm just so tempted. But mind you, we're 10 feet away in the second row. I just really want to be, like, do that thing where you turn and, like, take a selfie with it.
I did that as she was walking away.
Oh, but that, like, you can't, it doesn't matter because she's not, like, you know, looking at the camera. I just wanted to be like, Taylor, smile. And, like, you can do that when there's, like, a ton of people, like, excited in the audience and you're not going to stand out. But, like, being that one douchebag who's like, hey, let's take a selfie.
Oh, in those moments, I think it's acceptable.
Yeah, I couldn't make myself do it. I was trying not to even, like, I wanted to be in the moment, but I was recording on my phone, and I wasn't, like, I was trying not to watch the phone. I wanted to watch her in real life, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, ugh, I don't, it's just a whole whirlwind. Anyway, it was a grand, grand, grand time, and mm-hmm. I think we're going to move into Mary Kiss Cliff. You ready?
Mm-hmm. I changed this in the middle of the podcast. So at first it was going to be about devices, and then someone pulled us in the chat to make it Taylor Swift songs. So then I changed it. So we have Cruel Summer, August, Mastermind, Christine.
Oh my God.
What are you going to marry? What are you going to cliff? And what are you going to kiss?
This is a cruelness.
Cruel Summer.
I'm going to marry Mastermind. I'm gonna kiss August, and I'm gonna cliff Cruel Summer. Sorry.
Oh wow. Okay. I'm gonna marry August. I'm gonna kiss Mastermind, and I'm gonna cliff Cruel Summer.
All right. I mean, I was in between those two. Yeah, but you gotta cliff Cruel Summer. You cannot get rid of August or Mastermind. Those are masterpieces. And I mean, Cruel Summer is in its own right, but like August, Mastermind, no,
those are my faves. They make me feel a lot of things. Okay.
Chloe says, "Marry Mastermind, kiss Cruel Summer, and cliff August." August is an important month of the year.
It's Christine's.
Get over it.
August is Christine's birthday month.
Yeah. Me and Taylor have a connection now because she made a song, August. I'm like, she made a song about my birthday. Oh my God. Nicole's going to cliff Mastermind. Oh, during Mastermind, like Natasha and I were both like, remember Mastermind? But we were like too far away from each other to dance together.
Well, and like, it's the same thing, like, Taya was just sitting back again. I'm like, girl, why don't you vibe with this song? I don't understand.
That's
and I were dancing. Yeah.
This is fucking love mastermind.
Machiavellian, because I care. I'm glad she didn't.
Nobody
cut
cared
that
about
song.
Cruel Summer until this year. Where was the hype in 2019? I know, Katie.
Yeah.
Nobody exactly. cared about Don't Blame Me until this year either. And I was mm-hmm. like, you guys, I thought this was my favorite song on the album, and no one even fucking cared in 2018.
I didn't say Cruel August because it's your B day, the drama.
I know you didn't. I was being dramatic. Oh my God. All right, y'all. We're going to wrap up for today. We will be back with our normal format next week. We're going to be talking. I forget because my
Gilmore
brain's
Girls.
Not working good. We're going to be talking Gilmore Girls next week. Oh, it's going to be great. Our Gilmore Girls special is coming up, and we've both been rewatching Gilmore Girls prep, which has been beautiful time. Beautiful time. Next week, we will be reading the next two. We will be doing the next two chapters of Acomaf 2. Chapter 28 and 29 is where we're at if you want to catch up. And that will be up next Friday. We release episodes every Friday. Make sure you're following us on our socials now that they're going to be fucking up and running mm-hmm. and regular, because we got Chloe on board. We are at Those Forking Fangirls on Instagram, at Those Forking Fangirls on TikTok. We are YouTube.com/@thoseforkingfangirls on YouTube. Chloe says our socials are gonna be hot. Yes, they are.
Guys, they she are. She already has a calendar planned out for 2 weeks. What is like, this?
She is amazing. Like, the organizational skills are off the charts. Like, amazing.
I love second calendars, Chloe says.
So our podcast is edited by Alex Polis and Jake Needham. Our socials are by Chloe Laverson. I've never said your name out loud, so if that is incorrectly pronounced, please tell me. Your last name. Oh, I slayed it? Oh, yes. Okay. And my name's Christine.
I'm Natasha. We have music by Cole Jenkins and vocals by Heather Traska.
What is wrong with me? I'm very tired today. I usually have that down pat. All right. I got distracted by Chloe's last name. Okay. So I'm nervous about pronouncing wrong. Okay. So that is all. We're going to go record Fangirl Tea Time, which is available at the $5 level and up on our Patreon if you want to listen to all our Fangirl Tea Times from this episode 46 back to the beginning of time last year. Thanks for being with us today. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Toodaloo.
Toodles.